What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. Hope everybody survived Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I know I stayed inside. Best decision I've made year after year. This week, we're going to talk about a game that came out in 1981 in the arcades and 1982 in the home consoles. And this game is the legendary Frogger. I played this game as a child. I never understood that you had to get all the frogs in the spaces at the top of the screen. So I'd always just keep moving back and forth, and eventually die. And I thought it was such a dumb game. But now as an adult, with an IQ in the double digits, I understand how to play it, and I truly, truly enjoy playing it. With that out of the way, let's get on to the history of Frogger. Frogger is a 1981 arcade action game developed by Konami and manufactured by Sega. In North America, it was released by Sega Gremlin. The object of the game is to direct a series of frogs to their homes by crossing a busy road and a hazardous river. Frogger was positively received as one of the greatest video games ever made and followed by several clones and sequels. In 2005, 20 million copies of its various home video game incarnations had been sold worldwide. It entered popular culture, including television and music. The objective of the game is to guide a frog to each of the empty homes at the top of the screen. The game starts with 3, 5, or 7 frogs, depending on the machine's settings. Losing all frogs is game over. The player uses the 4-direction joystick to hop the frog once. Frogger is either single player or 2 players alternating. The frog starts at the bottom of the screen, which contains a horizontal road occupied by speeding cars, trucks, and bulldozers. The player must guide the frog between opposing lanes of traffic to avoid becoming roadkill and losing a life. After the road, a median strip separates the 2 major parts of the screen, the upper part consisting of a river with logs, alligators, and turtles, all moving horizontally across the screen. By jumping on swiftly moving logs and the backs of turtles and alligators, the player can guide the frog to safety. The player must avoid snakes, otters, and open mouths of alligators. A brightly colored female frog is sometimes on a log and may be carried for bonus points. The top of the screen contains 5 frog homes. These sometimes contain bonus insects or deadly alligators. The opening tune is the first verse of a Japanese children's song called Inu no Oma Warasan, or The Dog Policeman. Other Japanese tunes include themes to the anime series Hana no Ko Loon Loon and Rascal the Raccoon. The American release has the same opening song plus Yankee Doodle. In 1982, Softline stated that Frogger has earned the ominous distinction of being the arcade game with the most ways to die. There are many different ways to lose a life, illustrated by a skull and crossbones symbol where the frog was, including being hit by a road vehicle, jumping into the river, running into snakes, otters, or an alligator's jaws, staying on top of a diving turtle, riding a log, alligator or turtle off the side of the screen, jumping into a home already occupied by a frog, jumping into the side of a home or the bush, or running out of time. I want to know who thought the idea of a frog jumping into water was deadly. That's pretty dumb in my opinion. When all 5 frogs are in their homes, the game progresses to the next level with increased difficulty. After 5 levels, the difficulty briefly eases and yet again progressively increases after each level. The timer gives 30 seconds to guide each frog into one of the homes and resets whenever life is lost or a frog reaches home safely. Every forward step scores 10 points, and every frog arriving safely home scores 50 points. 10 points are also awarded per each unused half second of time. Guiding a lady frog home or eating a fly scores 200 points. When all 5 frogs reach home to end the level, the player earns 1,000 points. A single bonus frog is 20,000 points. 99,990 points is the maximum high score you can achieve on a single arcade cabinet. Players may exceed this score, but the game only keeps the last five digits. The game was originally developed by Konami, and it was first published in Japan on January 12, 1981. It entered mass production in June 1981, becoming a success in Japan over the next few months. On July 22, 1981, Sega gained the exclusive rights to manufacture the game worldwide. Sega Gremlin was skeptical about Frogger's earning potential in North America. This was because no other company licensed the game. Also, an earlier game called Frogs that was developed there had flopped. It was believed that Eliminator would be the company's next big hit. Elizabeth Falconer, a market researcher at Sega Gremlin, was tasked by Gremlin founder Frank Fogelman to check Gremlin's library of video presentations to see if there was anything worth licensing, and she stumbled across Frogger. Thinking the game deserved a chance, though being cute, she requested a licensing window for playtesting. She reminded executives who denigrated Frogger as a woman and kids game of Pac-Man. Sega Gremlin agreed to pay Konami $3,500 per day for a 60-day licensing window. A prototype was playtested in a San Diego bar and was so successful that distributors agreed to resell the game based on the test alone. Wanting to broaden the player-based demographics, Jack Gordon, the director of video game sales at Sega Gremlin, noted that women shied away from the shoot-em-ups on the market and that games like Frogger filled the void. Giggity. Frogger was ported to many contemporary home systems. Several platforms such as the Commodore 64 support both ROM cartridges and magnetic media, so they received multiple versions of the game. Sierra Online gained the magnetic media rights and sublicensed them to developers who published for systems not normally supported by Sierra. Cornsoft published the official TRS-80 Dragon 32, the Timex Sinclair 1000, and the Timex Sinclair 2068 ports. Because of that, even the Atari 2600 received multiple releases, a cartridge and a cassette for the supercharger. Sierra released disc or tape versions for the Commodore 64, Apple II, the original Macintosh, the IBM PC, and the Atari 2600 Supercharger, and cartridge versions for the TRS-80 color computer. Parker Brothers received the license from Sega for cartridge versions and produced cartridge versions for the 2600, the Intellivision, the Atari 5200, the ColecoVision, the Atari 8-bit family, the TI-99, the VIC-20, and the Commodore 64. Parker Brothers spent $10 million on advertising Frogger. The Atari 2600 version was programmed by Ed English. Coleco released standalone mini arcade tabletop versions of Frogger, which, along with Pac-Man, Galaxian, and Donkey Kong, had 3 million sales combined. The game was ported to systems such as the PC 6001 and the Game Boy. Frogger is one of the six launch games for the 1983 Gekken Compact Division TV Boy. Frogger's appeal was seen to lack barriers of age or gender. Its success increased production, becoming one of the top-grossing arcade games in North America during 1981. The arcade game earned over $135 million, equivalent to $402 million in 2021, for Sega Gremlin and the U.S. cabinet sales, becoming the most successful Sega Gremlin release. In Japan, Frogger was the 12th highest-grossing arcade game of 1981. Home versions of Frogger had high sales. The 1982 Atari 2600 version earned its publisher Parker Brothers $40 million in orders upon launch. By the end of the year, 4 million Atari 2600 cartridges were sold, with $80 million in wholesale revenue, which is equivalent to $225 million in 2021. It became the company's most successful first-year product, beating the sales and revenues of its previous bestseller, Merlin. By 2005, 20 million copies of the various home versions had been sold worldwide, including 5 million in the United States. In 1981, Computer and Video Games reviewed the arcade game as one of the popular new generation of arcade games which are getting away from space themes. In his 1982 book Video Invaders, Steve Bloom described Frogger as a climbing game along with Space Panic and Nintendo's Donkey Kong. He said it was one of the most exciting variations on Pac-Man's maze theme along with Donkey Kong due to how players need to scale from the bottom of the screen to the top, which make them more like obstacle courses than mazes, since you always know where you're going up. Brett Allen Weiss of Allgame later reviewed the arcade game, calling it one of the most beloved video games ever created, and pure, unadulterated gaming at its finest. He said the graphics are cute and detailed, the sound effects are crisp and clear, and the controls are sharp and responsive. Arcade Express reviewed the Atari VCS version in 1982, calling it a highly authentic translation of the coin-op hit that combines great graphics with sophisticated play action. Ed Driscoll reviewed the Atari VCS version in The Space Gamer, commenting that, all in all, if you like the arcade version, this should save you a lot of quarters. The price is in line with most cartridges. It also proves that Atari isn't the only one making home versions of the major arcade games for the VCS. Danny Goldman of Creative Computing Video and Arcade Games wrote in 1983 that the Atari 2600 version is one of the most detailed translations I've ever seen, noting the addition of the wraparound screen. In 2013, Entertainment Weekly named Frogger one of the top 10 games for the Atari 2600. In 1997, Hasbro Interactive released Frogger, a vastly expanded remake of the original for Windows and the PlayStation. Unlike the original, it consists of multiple different levels. It was a commercial success, with Windows sales alone at nearly 1 million units in less than 4 months. In 1998, Hasbro released a series of versions for the original game for the Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, Game.com, the Game Boy, and Game Boy Color. Each version has different graphics, with the Genesis version having the same as the original arcade game. The Genesis and the SNES versions are the last games released for these consoles in North America. Though using the same box art, they are otherwise unrelated to the 1997 remake. In 2005, InfoSpace worked with Konami Digital Entertainment to create the mobile game Frogger for prizes, in which players across the U.S. competed in multiplayer tournaments to win daily and weekly prizes. In 2006, the mobile game version of Frogger grossed over $10 million in the United States. A Java version was released for compatible mobile phones. Frogger was released on the Xbox Live Arcade for the Xbox 360 on July 12, 2006. It was developed by Digital Eclipse and published by Konami. It has two new gameplay modes, versus speed mode and co-op play. Some of the music was replaced, including the familiar Frogger theme. This version is in the compilation Konami Classics Volume 1. The original 1981 arcade version joined the Nintendo Switch and PlayStation 4 arcade archives on December 12, 2019. A remake of the game has been announced for release exclusively for the Television Amico. I highly doubt that remake's going to happen. Just my 2 cents on that. The home versions of Frogger had numerous sequels, remakes, and spin-offs. Frogger 2 3 Deep, Frogger for the PlayStation and Windows, Frogger for Tiger Electronics, Frogger 2 Swampy's Revenge for the PlayStation, Windows, Dreamcast, and the Game Boy Color, Frogger the Great Quest for PS2 and Windows, Frogger's Adventures Temple of the Frog for the Game Boy Advance, Frogger Advance the Great Quest for the GBA as well, Frogger Beyond for the PlayStation 2, Windows, Xbox, and GameCube, Frogger's Adventures 2, The Lost Wand, giggity, for the Game Boy Advanced, Frogger's Journey, The Forgotten Relic, for the Game Boy Advanced, Frogger's Adventure, The Rescue, for the PlayStation 2, GameCube, and Windows, Frogger Mobile, Frogger Ancient Shadow for the PlayStation 2, GameCube, Xbox, Frogger Helmet Chaos, oh yeah, for the Nintendo DS, PlayStation Portable, that one writes itself, Frogger Puzzle, which is a mobile game, Frogger's 25th Anniversary for the Xbox 360, Frogger Evolution for the J2ME, Mr. Frogger Toy Trials for the Nintendo DS, Konami Kids Playground, Frogger Hop, Skip, and Jumpin' Fun for the PlayStation 2. I wouldn't mind getting that game and playing it. Frogger Launch for the Windows and Mobile, Frogger Hop Trivia for the Arcade, Frogger 2 for the Xbox 360, Frogger Returns for the Wii and the PlayStation 3, Frogger Beats and Bounces for the J2ME, Frogger Inferno for the iOS, that's where Frogger goes to hell, the original Frogger for Windows and mobile phones, Frogger 3D for the Nintendo 3DS, Frogger Free for the iOS, Frogger Hyper Arcade Edition for the Wii, PlayStation 2, Xbox 360, iOS, and Android, Frogger Free for iPhone and Android, Frogger's Crackout, for the Windows Store, Frogger Gettin' Hoppin' is a casino game, Frogger in Toy Town for the Apple Arcade, Frogger and the Rumbling Ruins for the Apple Arcade, and last, Frogger for the Television Amico. Once again, Don't think that's going to happen. Unofficial clones include Ribbit for the Apple II, Acorn Soft Hopper for the BBC Micro and Acorn Electron, ANF Software's Frogger for BBC Micro and the ZX Spectrum, PSS Personal Software Services Hopper for the Oric One in the UK, and a later release for the Oric Atmos, Frogger for the ZX Spectrum released by DJL Software, Solo Software's Frogger for the Sharp MZ700 in the UK, and Leapfrog for the new brain. Several clones retain the basic gameplay of Frogger and change the style or plot. Pacific Coast Highway for the Atari 8-bit family splits the gameplay into two alternating scenes, one for the highway, one for the water. Preppy for Atari 8-bit family changes the frog into a preppy retrieving golf balls at a country club. Frostbite for the Atari 2600 uses the Frogger River gameplay with an Arctic theme. Crossy Road for the iOS, Android, and Windows phones has a randomly generated series of road and river sections in one endless level, with only one life and a single point given for each forward hop. That sounds like a nightmare. In 1983, Frogger made its animated television debut as a segment on CBS's Saturday Supercade cartoon lineup. Frogger, voiced by Bob Sarlate, worked as an investigative reporter. On the 1984 Bad Religion album Back to the Known, the song Frogger describes Los Angeles traffic as playing Frogger with my life. The song uses a sample from the game as its intro. In a 1998 episode of Seinfeld, the Frogger, Jerry and George visit a soon-to-be-closed pizzeria they frequented as teenagers and discover the Frogger machine still in place, with George's decade-old high score still recorded. Frogger appears in the films Wreck-It Ralph, Pixels, and Ralph's Break the Internet. A scene in the Teen Titans episode Cyborg the Barbarian parodies the game. In 2006, a group in Austin, Texas used a modified Roomba dressed as Frogger to play a real-life version of the game. In science, Frogger is the name given to a transposon, which is a jumping gene familiar in the fruit fly. Yep, I'm not even going to try that one. It is a long Drosophila melangaster, i.e. fruit fly is what I should have settled on. In 2008, the city of Melbourne created a spinoff called Grogger as part of a public service campaign to encourage people to take safe transportation home after a night of drinking. I'd love to see that. Konami announced that a Frogger game show was in production for Peacock, produced by Konami Cross Media New York and Eureka Productions. It debuted on September 9, 2021. On November 26, 1999, Ricky's World Famous Sauce offered $10,000 to the first person who could score 1 million points on Frogger, or $1,000 for a new world record prior to January 1, 2000. On March 25, 2005, Robert Mirzik offered $1,000 for beating the fictitious world record of 860,630 set by George Costanza in the episode of Seinfeld, or $250 for a new world record by the end of that year. On December 1, 2006, John Cunningham offered $250 for exceeding the same fictitious world record of 860,630 points by February 27, 2007. These scores were surpassed only after the boundaries had all expired. The first score to have been verified as having beaten George Costanza's fictional score of 860,630 points was set by Pat LaFay on December 22, 2009, with 896,980 points. This was surpassed by Michael Smith of Springfield, Virginia, with a score of 970,440 points on July 15, 2012. On August 15, 2017, Pat LaFay reclaimed the record, scoring 1,029,990 points, becoming the first person to break 1 million points on an original arcade machine. The current Frogger world record holder is Michael Smith, now of Durham, North Carolina, after scoring 1,356,520 points on February 27, 2022. Well, there you have it, folks. There is the history of Frogger. I hope you enjoyed it. I, as usual, enjoyed it. I love learning about these games. And I plan to play Frogger and see as far as I can get on my YouTube channel, Retro Band Gaming. Hope you guys have a chance this week to play Frogger, or any video game for that matter, but, you know, try for Frogger. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can email me at retrobandgaming@gmail.com. And as always, everybody, Be safe, be kind to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobendgaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.